Now it's my pleasure to introduce to you Tony Garcia. And Tony is the monster truck man, and he's going to be talking to us about the Boxing Day Bash. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning to you.
Thanks very much for coming in, and we want to spread the news of this monster truck thing. So tell us a little bit about it, Tony.
Well, it's a family show. It's not just about the monster trucks, even though they are the draw card. And the kids just love the size of them.
Love the look of them, yeah.
Oh, they just do. You see their faces light up as you come around in them. But it's focused on the family. Get out of in front of the TV, and a lot of people are in their houses when they stay home for Christmas, and they're over the shopping, and so it's just a bit of good outdoor entertainment to get the kids along to.
It is. Tony, now let us know that it's on out at the showgrounds, yeah?
That's right, yep, Caboolture Showgrounds.
And what time does it start?
The gates will open at 3. There's some amusement rides and some light-hearted entertainment before. There's racing lawnmowers and clowns and all types of funny things going on, a monster truck rides going around. And the main show kicks off at 6 and finishes just on dark.
Oh, okay. So it's not a big long night at all. So if everybody's weary, it's not a problem.
No, that's right. I mean, you can pick to come early and enjoy the whole afternoon, sit down, or you can just come for the main show, and kids probably have got an attention span of a couple of hours in the same spot, so that's what we kind of try to tend to let everybody get home in time to still do a few things.
Yeah, but Tony, I'm thinking, I can remember the drags and things like that as a little person. It didn't matter so long as there was noise and dust and everything. The kids were wide awake. I mean, it was the parents that probably weren't.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as long as there's something going on and something being crushed or jumped or something exciting or something making some noise, they'll definitely stay tuned in.
Yeah, I think it'd be a fabulous thing to do on Boxing Day. So out at the showgrounds here at in Caboolture, and gates open at 3 p.m. and the main... what would you say, the main activity? Because you've got car stunts, you've got bike stunts, demo derby. So there's plenty of stuff happening for those 3 hours, isn't there?
That's right. I mean, there's something for everybody, we hope. There's the jet van, obviously, and then there's a good mate of mine, Adam Brand, for those that like the country music.
Yeah.
He's coming along to MC the show.
Wacko, how good is that? And no doubt, will he do a little bit of singing, do you think?
Well, we got him to sing the national anthem at the last show, and you never do know. It's I suppose that the crowd gets behind it. Never know what will happen. I mean, Adam and I have been great mates for a long time, and he actually, when he was racing the V8 Utes, and he's actually driven monster trucks before, so he really knows what's going on and gets the crowd going and really, adding to the whole atmosphere and making it a lot more enjoyable.
I'm just thinking, Tony, give a singer a microphone, hey? You could hardly not do it, could you?
That's right.
No, it sounds like fun. But you've given us one adult and one child pass to give away, Tony. So what can we ask our listeners to tell us a bit about this so they can earn their stripes, so to speak?
Oh.
What day it's on?
If it's a younger caller that gets through, they might be able to make the noise of a monster truck, or if it's someone a bit older, we might be able to get them to name their favourite monster truck.
Oh, my goodness. So oh, my goodness. But Susie will be taking the calls, our Sue. So I'm just going to put it out there. Tony thinks that you should be able to make the sound of a monster truck. One adult, one child pass. These are complimentary passes from Tony to go to the Boxing Day bash. And if you phone through right now on 54951015 and let Sue hear the sound of a monster truck, you might be the happy person that picks up a free pass, one adult, one child, to go to the Boxing Day thing. I can see the phone has lit up already, Tony. So we might very well have somebody that can make that sound. We hope so. Yeah. So all up, we've got get Christmas out of the way. Great time to get out to the showgrounds. just sit back, relax, and be entertained with something a bit different. Hey, we don't see this very often.
No, that's right. I mean, that's what it's about. It's just come along, have a good time.
Yeah.
The temperature looks like it's going to be kind to us.
Please, God.
It's yeah. lowered down and yeah. A bit of rain a few days before to settle the dust, so to speak.
Good? So you'll be stirring up enough of it anyway,
won't you? That's the projection, so hopefully it sticks to that. And it's definitely not going to be in the 40s, so that's going to be a plus. And, come along.
But by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not too bad anyway, Lum.
That's right, it's cooled down. I mean, there are a number of grandstands there. We encourage people to bring chairs and blankets along if they want.
Okay, and they can bring a little picnic bizzo too.
That's right. It is catered. The venue is catered. But we won't stop people from bringing a sandwich along and a cold drink. But we do say that no glass is allowed.
Oh, no glass at all.
Yeah.
And I think most people are onto that anyway.
That's right, yeah.
They're very good about that. Yeah. All right, guys, just to reiterate, that's the Boxing Day Bash, and they're Daredevils out at the Caboolture Showgrounds from gates open at 3 till 6, not a late night at all, and you can make it bring your own... almost everything except glass, of course, but there are some facilities out there. Always a coffee van, always time, always good.
That's right, yeah.
And a few food vans, so no doubt you'll be able to feed the little billy lids when they get hungry, because that's what little people do. All right, Tony, thanks for coming in. I think it sort of sounds absolutely fun, and I'm sure everyone that gets along will have a damn fine time.
Yeah, hey? That's right, for sure. We're about making memories good memories, so come along and
enjoy yourself.
And they
are good memories, yeah. Tony, thanks very much for coming in. I really appreciate it, and all the very best to you and yours for Christmas and also for 2020, hey?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all the listeners out there as well.
Good on you. Thanks, Tony. So there you go, guys. There's somewhere to take the little people, because by Boxing Day, they've got over their Christmas gifts and they're probably starting to chafe at the bit, wanting to get out and about. So let's give them some fresh air and sunshine, and they can watch some monster trucks. It'll be all good fun.